And now for something current, something historic, and something not even vaguely related to the war in Iraq, snow in the Rockies. How much snow? Well, Lynn Bartles is a reporter with the Rocky Mountain News in Denver. And Lynn Bartles, why don't you tell us how much snow?
More than we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been pretty incredible. Denver last week got 31.8 inches.
How has Denver coped with so much snow?
Well, it coped, first of all, by shutting down. The state legislature shut down on Wednesday of last week, which is historic. Nobody could remember them ever taking a snow day. There were thousands stranded at Denver International Airport. In Jefferson County, which is in the foothills just to the west of us, it's even worse. They're still not at school. I talked to someone today who lives out there. They bought plastic sleds, and that's how they've hauled supplies into their house.
How does this seem to rank in terms of Colorado snowstorms?
This was billed as probably the second worst snowstorm in Denver in the last 100 years. I mean, it was enormous, and I think what's kind of have people a little bit leery is that 12 more inches are expected Thursday night. We already have hundreds of roofs caved in. It was that wet March snow that's just like cement.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a tree. Plenty of people lost trees. People lost carports. Roofs collapsed. Chimneys collapsed. And before we're even dug out, another snowstorm is expected.
On the other hand, this really does relieve a problem of drought that the region was experiencing.
It was so bad here in January and February that some cities had absolutely banned any new developments from putting in grass or flowers, anything like that. And people want to be really careful. They don't want to do the, oh, goody, the problem's over, let's go plant some water-sucking grass now that'll put us in the same situation if we get low. People are now not afraid that the entire state's going to burn up again all summer like it did last year.
The ski industry was hurting for lack of snow, I guess, recently. What happened to them when this
Well, now there's snow, but the problem is it's a little hard to get there sometimes. I mean, a lot of these people who were stranded last week were spring breakers. They left school to come to Colorado. They spent their entire spring break at an elementary school stranded in the mountains with everybody else.
You know, I'm speaking to you from Washington, D.C., a city that takes a fair amount of grief for its ineptitude, even with a small amount of snow. But you're describing enough snow to actually paralyze Denver, Colorado.
It paralyzed Denver and actually the surrounding area. It was unbelievable. There were literally people here in Metro Denver that were out without electricity for 4 to 5 days. That's how bad the storm was. And it was worse for the people actually in the mountains. In the metro area, for example, many of the people here at the Rocky Mountain News stayed at a Holiday Inn downtown. I have a dog, and I live in Denver. I actually walked in probably thigh-high snow out to a main road and then was picked up by somebody in a four-wheel drive to take me into work. But I talked to a photographer whose animals were home 4 or 5 days, and he said when he got home, they were quite skinny.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Lynn Bartles, thank you very much for talking with us about the weather there.
Thank you.
Reporter Lynn Bartles from the Rocky Mountain News talking to us about the enormous snowstorm in Colorado.